Yeah, so I was worried about how things would go with my new acquaintance, sort of friend, who lets me use his Wi-Fi. I was just up in his apartment then, and I did. We sort of agreed not to that we wouldn't. He wouldn't ask me about. We wouldn't talk about the things which any responsible parent should be devoting themselves to researching themselves. Yeah, they shouldn't need some stranger to come along and have to explain things to them. They should have long ago been researching these things as responsible parents. But and he sort of he suggested himself that he would get angry, was getting angry. And that was my problem, that I want to avoid being angry, and it's a bit confusing. I'm not sure 100% whether he meant he wanted to avoid becoming angry with me, or just avoid anger in general. But he really didn't give me a chance to explain, but I did explain anyway. And this is what I'll explain to you. This is the point. In the past, and I explained to him about migraines and things. And I said to him about, said, look, if I gave you a document signed by 500 doctors saying what I'm telling you, would that make a difference, you know? And he goes, well, where is it? And I said, it's in the books. It's in my videos. It's in the books. You can read them. And I said, it will take me hours to go through and find it. And then okay. And he wanted me to stop talking. And then, but I had to sort of persist and explain because I have a right to explain myself. Especially when I'm in the right and he's totally in the wrong on every level. The reason why I don't want to give to look for that information and give it to him is that in the past, when I've done that, then they've come up with another question, then another question, and another question. And I said, even if I answer 150 of these such questions with factual stuff, you know, the people still find some excuse not to accept it. They always come back with another question. I said, you know, it's just too much for me. Waste all my time when it's all in the books, you know. So I did explain myself, even though he wasn't even going to let me explain myself. But that's the reason. Like I talked about the jigsaw puzzle and things. If you know, cognitive dissonance and confirmation bias and comfort zones, what. The truth is really scary, you know. Like I say, if they want you to do something, and then he said, well, "Who were they?" And I said, "Yeah. That's the whole thing, isn't it?" I said, "It's the Jews." And then he jumped on that, the Jews. And I've been talking about this, and I've been clarifying this for 3 days, saying it's not all the Jews. It's some of the Jews, the elite Jews, and the Jews are victims too. But when I said the Jews, he reacted as if it was the first time I mentioned that word. And then I said, "No, look, it doesn't matter who they are. The people in control." Doesn't matter who they are, government, the king, whoever you think's in control, doesn't matter. You know, he said, what's the different opposite of slavery? I said, freedom. And he goes, what's that? You know, and I said, well, yeah, there's not really any total freedom. And I said, I myself believe in the Fuhrer principle, and I explained that. But I said, what really gets me most angry is the fact that you're not given the chance to decide yourself. That if they gave us all equal resources to explain our point of view, and there was no price to pay for contradicting the official narrative. If they let us do that, probably the majority of people might still go along with the government, you know. And then it would be their responsibility and their choice, you know. But I said the thing that really gets me is that they're not given the chance. And I said I really think if the public were given the full information. That they'd never get their kids injected, for example, you know? And so hopefully, it's a very unsatisfactory for me. For him, it's satisfactory because he doesn't have to hear about all these really scary things, you know, for me. And for me, it means I don't waste my time. If I thought, and people keep saying, you know, I shouldn't be trying this at all, of course, but I do because I'm so conscientious, but I've learned to accept. To be more fatalistic, you know, that most people aren't gonna, most people are goys, you know. The Talmud didn't make this up, you know. it's you might have a very low threshold for what's human. You might say anything that's two arms and two legs and two eyes and two ears and looks a bit like a human is human. But once you have standards, once you set some sort of threshold for what's really a fully functioning human, once you have standards, then you'll see that most of the human race falls below the threshold of full humanity.